Listen to two students talking about an article they have read on hydroelectric power.
Hi, Aaron. Have you finished reading that article on hydroelectric power that we had to study?
Hi, Lucy. Yeah, I've read it. But to be honest, there was nothing much there that I didn't already know.
I know what you mean. I was really keen to know the cons of it rather than the pros, actually. Because most of us already know what's good about it. Like that it's a renewable resource and it produces no harmful emissions.
Correct, but of course it does have an environmental impact because dams and reservoirs have to be constructed and that involves displacing lots of natural habitats. Blocking the flow of water can also profoundly impact fish migration, especially for species like salmon that rely on rivers to spawn.
That's right, yeah. Dams can even affect biological triggers that tell fish where to go when it's time to migrate. But there's a way around this, and that's to create some fish ladders to help migratory fish make it to their spawning grounds.
That makes sense, I suppose. A fish lift.
You mentioned that building reservoirs displaces animals from their habitats, but what about people? They often have to move out of the area to a completely different place. Okay, so they get financial compensation for having to move on, but even so, it's no picnic, I'm sure.
For sure. Imagine the effect that has on families and local cultures.
Exactly.
One final thing I noted in the article was the cost of building a dam. Apparently, it can cost an arm and a leg.
No doubt about it. Did you see that the Itaipu Dam in Brazil, for example, cost $18 billion? That's eye-watering, isn't it?
Certainly is. And as if that wasn't bad enough, it took forever to build too.
Yeah, 18 years.
Well, I think between us, we've got enough info now to talk about hydroelectric power in class if we're asked.
Yep, I think we're ready.